Wednesday, June 15th, 4:53 a.m. Okay, I was gonna come out here and paint, but yesterday the wife got ambitious about something, and she went and we have the central closet in the house, and I had a bunch of stuff stored in there, and she doesn't want it stored in there anymore. A lot of it is, you know, construction stuff and what have you. So she gave me a bunch of stuff to come out here and sort through and deal with it, however, and I've dealt with it. So, but now I don't have any time to paint before it gets daylight out there. So, yeah, yesterday I painted on the Empowered Woman painting. I redid the gun again. Looking at it, maybe I made it a little too dark. I don't know. I really don't know. I could make it stand out a little bit more, I guess, in some ways. Who knows? But, yeah, so getting closer to being done with this, I think. So I think I'm going to redo the wall. I know I got to redo the walls, and I've got to paint the baseboard, and I've got to redo the drapes, and then I'll be done with then I got to do the figure in the doorway and the door again. And actually that's pretty close to, and then the main figure. Then I would say that I'm pretty much done with this painting. Yeah, I would say so. So just looking at it, I'm just looking at the composition of what I've done here. And so it gives me a certain sense of depth in this picture. And but, you know, looking at it close up as opposed to looking at it from far away, there's a big difference in that. And I think that's, and I attribute that mainly to the composition, but of course all the painting too. So anyway, so where am I at with, okay, so I've been really working on the yard a lot. I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying to expand my garden. I'm trying to get some of these, some of this cover crop to germinate, and I've only planted that Sunday. Today's Wednesday, so I'm expecting it to come up here maybe in another 4 or 5 days. In the meantime, I'm watering it like crazy. Already harvesting squashes. Getting ready to harvest my first tomato. I can see it there. I've got cantaloupes developing. The tobacco plant is flowering, and I guess it's going to make little seed pods here pretty soon. What else? Still no cucumbers. I'm surprised at that. And I plant, you know, and this mystery just escapes me. But I bought some these holy basil plants, seeds, because my wife wanted to get some holy basil, and I couldn't find any store to plant into the ground. But I got these seeds. And so I had the little seed starter pod things that, you know, peat pods, that you put a little seed in there and it sprouts, and then you can plant the whole thing in the ground and it goes from there. Well, I planted some, and I remember planting some tomatoes too, okay? But my recollection is that the tomatoes didn't, you know, because those were old tomato seeds, and the tomatoes didn't really take off. But the holy basil took off, and it's been struggling. I put it in the raised bed, and I already know what the problem is there. There's not enough real soil in there. It's just a potting mix of some sort. So I gotta add some soil to that. Pretty soon. And I planted that in the raised bed, and it's struggling. But now it's starting to really go with all this heat and sunlight that we've got. And I'm looking at it and said, these are tomato plants. And I could have sworn that these were the holy basil, but no, these are definitely tomato plants that are growing. And I don't recall planting that many. I recall, because the majority of it was the holy basil that I planted. So I could be mistaken. I must be mistaken because you can't get a tomato plant out of a holy basil seed. But I was just totally surprised, because I watched those growing. I said, man, they kind of look different, because, okay, man, they could be holy basil. But then at one point, it's like, man, they don't smell like holy basil, because we'd had some before. And it wasn't pungent or anything. But then, so yesterday or day before, I got a really close look at it. And I said, no, these are tomato plants. And I could see little flowers starting to sprout too. Tomato flowers starting to sprout. So it's I'm just completely amazed at that. Well, I really hate to sit here and not paint, so I'm gonna try to do some painting and see what happens. Yeah. Okay, so let me make this the only post for today. The world's still spinning out of control with Joe Biden in charge. He doesn't care about anything. All he wants to do is collect more tax money so he can funnel that through his son to his own pockets in some strange way. Here's a guy that never really ran a business, and now he's a multi-millionaire by being a senator. Come on, he's getting kickbacks, and the news reports are pretty much saying that. His son's involved with these kickbacks, his brother is involved with his kickbacks, and apparently his sister too. The whole family got rich on him being a senator, and now vice pre and then vice president, now son prize president. That's why he wants to get that Build Back Better bill passed, because it's gonna put more money into the government that they can siphon off and put in their own pockets. So that's what I believe. There's a lot of evidence pointing to that. So, you can say I'm crazy. Go ahead and say I'm crazy. I don't care. There's just a lot of evidence pointing toward that. So, and that's what got Trump elected, stuff like that. We're just sick and tired of these people getting rich off of the tax dollars, which is our money, not theirs. And that's why Biden doesn't really care, because he's rich enough to where it doesn't hurt. $10 gas, gallon of gas, ain't gonna bother him that much. His son still can pay rent in Malibu for a house that's what, $2,200 or $2,500 a month. Rent for a month, $2,200 to $2,500 a mansion. And then, but the thing is the federal government has to protect him with Secret Service. So they bought the house. They're renting the house next door, which is another big bundle of money a month. So, oh boy, someday this will end. Okay. What else? Yeah, the war in Ukraine still goes on, and people are still dying, and things are still getting destroyed, and the Russians are getting away with it. Pretty soon, the Chinese are gonna invade Taiwan because they realize this is our chance. Biden's in charge. I think what they're really waiting for is, because they know Biden's not gonna make it through his whole term, they're waiting for Kamala Harris to become president. Then they'll do it. Jeez. Feel sorry for those people. Anyway, so have a good one and take it easy.